the best way to start your sports weekend. This is the WILS Weekend Kickoff with Dave Benton on 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS. Also streaming live at 1320WILS.com. Become a fan of the show on Facebook at 1320 WILS Weekend Kickoff. And final shameless plug, you can follow us on Twitter, WILS Weekend Kick. Just got a text from Ian Rhodes. He'll be joining us around 9:50 because he's got some sports stuff to do on his TV and WSMV in Nashville. So he will be with us at 9:50. Want to talk to him about SEC recruiting, how it compares to the Big Ten, and how the gap is widening with the Big Ten. And also want to talk a little prop bets with him. Want to talk a little bit about the Super Bowl. He knows everything there is to know about NFL and things of that nature. So we will touch base with him. Also, Josh Helmholt will be with us from the Wolverine at 10 o'clock. He'll be talking with us about Michigan's recruiting class. And then finally at 10:30, Rico Beard will be with us from Fox 2 Detroit. He knows everything there is to know about recruits from the Metro Detroit area and Michigan in general. He'll let us know where some key recruits went this year and also what happened with Michigan State and where he ranks their recruiting class. Now, I do want to touch on something with recruiting. I thought Brady Hoke actually did an excellent job this year with recruiting. Okay, when you look at what he did in the 3 weeks that he had to put together a recruiting class, he snagged 3 4-stars, 5 3-stars, and a 2-star in that time. That's pretty darn impressive for a coach that had to come in, handle the fact that you had a team in turmoil, handle the fact that you had a new coaching system, you had a new offensive system, and not knowing if you're going to be able to play or what's going to happen. I thought it was very impressive, Scott.
Well, and let's not forget, and I've seen other people point this out, the key recruit he kept was one Denard Robinson.
Yes, absolutely. And what I like about Brady Hoke, and we've talked about it, is the fact that he sort of adjusts his offense to his players. I've seen him at San Diego State have more high-flowing offense, at Ball State having more high-flowing offense, and I've also seen him slow it down with more of a pro-style offense. So he can do it both ways. But I'll be honest, with Brady Hoke so far this year, with what he's done at Michigan, I've been very impressed. And I thought he was an okay hire. I still don't think he's a fantastic hire. I think he's going to be more along the lines of a Lloyd Carr type of Michigan, where you go 9-3 most seasons, and then you fit in an 11-1, 10-2 season every 4 or 5 seasons. Now, compared to where they're at right now, that's pretty darn good. But I will say that I think Brady Hoke is doing a good job so far with Michigan recruiting, far better than what I thought he was going to. And Scott, I want to talk a little bit about D'Antonio, Mark D'Antonio, and what he's done recruiting-wise at Michigan State. And, you know, he missed out on some guys this year late that went and committed with other places. But I think the fact that 4 and 5-star guys are keeping Michigan State in the running until the final couple of days says worlds about the type of recruiter D'Antonio is and worlds about where Michigan State is at this point compared to where he took when he took over.
Yeah, it's definitely huge to have them mention, and you've got to realize where it's come from, because look at where the team is right now, the season that they just had. And you've got to realize that's without having any huge, big-time recruits.
No.
Really. I mean, look at Kirk Cousins. He was an afterthought when Keith Nichol decided to go to Oklahoma.
Yep, and like I said in the last segment, I don't think it's impossible to win with getting 3-star recruits. I think there's Dan Lefevers out there everywhere. I really do. The problem is that you can't base your teams off of that. You got to have stars. You got to have players that were dominant in high school. You got to have those guys that run 4.4 and 4.3 40s, because otherwise you won't be able to compete. A guy I'm very excited about that Michigan State got was Brandon Clements. He's an offensive lineman out of Pennsylvania. He's got good size, 6'4", but he's only 255. So he's clearly not going to play as a freshman. But Clemens is a guy that I think redshirt him, have him gain some weight, And I think that Michigan State, because obviously in that Alabama game, the biggest problem was the offensive line, Scott. I mean, the fact that guys are coming free in on Cousins every single play shows me that they need better offensive linemen. I think Edwin Baker could go for 1,800 yards rushing if he had a solid offensive line to run with. So a guy like Brandon Clemens in another year. He won't. He's got to get redshirted because they got to get him to gain about 30 pounds. But when he does, he's a lean offensive tackle or guard that you can use to push people around, and those are the types of players that Michigan State needs.
Well, that's what's so tough about a recruiting class, like what Michigan State needs. They need the line, but offensive line, like I remember Jake Long. I went to high school with him, grew up with him. He's fantastic, obviously turned into the number one pick. He was redshirted. People don't really realize that. You can be the best guy at your position. If you're a tackle or anybody, you need to redshirt because that's the position where you need to get that muscle, to get bigger. And just hold on just a second.
No, go for it.
Because with MSU, you have to realize even these big-name guys, you'll forget about the O-line recruits because it won't be until 2 or 3 years from right now that they'll even start playing. And that's where you have to look back to the guys who are kind of waiting in the wings right now, which I'm not big on the recruiting or know the underclassmen that well, but there is some promise from the guys who are already in.
I will give you a great example of how you develop your offensive line, and it came through Brian Kelly at Central Michigan. Okay, Brian Kelly was a master of this. He had three guys go in the first round, okay, or no, first three rounds, I'm sorry, of the draft between Joe Staley, Adam Keefe, and Eric Gajcik. Okay, now these are guys that were redshirted their freshman year, guys that weighed 230, 240, went through the program, gained 50, 60 pounds, and then were playing as redshirt freshmen or redshirt sophomores, and then became all-conference tackles, and eventually players that played in the NFL. Okay, so it can be done, and that's I almost feel like that's the way it should be done, because if you're getting guys that are already big, okay, their coordination isn't as good, not to mention they're so used to pushing guys around being that big that they don't know what it's like to get pushed back.
Well, that's exactly what I was going to point out. How many guys who are 280 pounds in high school are going up against another 280-pounder maybe more than once a year?
Yeah, and so I think there's something to that. I think there's something to taking guys who are maybe tight ends and then turning them into offensive linemen because they're athletes. Okay, these guys are guys that can move laterally, okay, vertically. They can do all of it, and they can pass block, and they can move downfield, they can pull, they can do all those things because they learned to use their body based on their weight gain. And so I think that's a great way to do it. So I think Michigan State is in the right frame of mind here recruiting-wise. I'm happy with their recruiting class. We'll talk to Rico Beard more about it at 10:30. But I was satisfied with it. What did you feel about Michigan State's recruiting class?
You know, I haven't looked too much into it. I don't know the players very well. In other years, I have. I've only seen one Onijah Miller play, and he's listed as an athlete now in some of the things I've seen, which he's not going to be a running back. I've seen him ranked as a running back, as a big back, which is just a little ridiculous. He might be a corner, but I've heard great things about Lawrence Thomas for a while.
Too.
And that's the one thing you're talking about where Michigan State's at. Defensively, they are getting playmakers.
Yeah.
And that is huge.
They've
for them
needed
right
it.
Now.
They've needed it for a while. They need guys that can stop people on third down because, bottom line, they haven't done that. All right. We'll come back in a second. Ian Rhodes will be with us from WSMV. We just spoke with him. He is ready to go now. WSMV Sports in Nashville. He'll talk SEC recruiting, also a little NFL, and also a little prop bets. It's Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS.